AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve says it is cutting a key interest rate, but signals a higher bar has been set for future rate cuts. Chair Jerome Powell says signs are encouraging.
Although some key government data have yet to be released, available indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace. Consumer spending appears to have remained solid, and business fixed investment has continued to expand.
President Trump has been demanding steep reductions to borrowing costs. A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to stop the deployment of National Guard members to Los Angeles. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Granting a preliminary injunction sought by California, with the state calling it a victory. But the judge put the decision on hold until Monday, seemingly to give the government time to appeal the ruling. In June, the president deployed thousands of troops to L.A. over Governor Gavin Newsom's objections following violent protests. California officials argue conditions have changed and troops are not needed. The Trump administration says the Guard is needed to protect federal personnel and property and that they look forward to ultimate victory on the issue. I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's still weighing whether to release the full video of an attack on an alleged drug boat that killed two survivors. Hegseth provided a classified briefing to congressional leaders yesterday. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner wants to see all the video.
How you can suddenly say we're going to release videos of the boat and then our strike action, but we're not willing to release the video when the survivors are identified before a strike takes place, in my mind, doesn't pass any kind of smell test.
Legal experts say the action could have violated the laws governing the use of deadly military force. CBS says Tony DeCoppel will be the new anchor of the CBS Evening News. This is AP News. A social media ban is in effect in Australia.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaks of his pride as a world-first social media ban for children under 16 comes into effect.
Well, this is a day in which my pride to be Prime Minister of Australia has never been greater. This is world-leading. This is Australia showing enough is enough.
Albanese feels sure the reform will change lives. Also speaking at the press conference was 12-year-old Florence Brodrib, a social media ban advocate.
I honour the courage of every parent, every sibling, and every young person who has been hurt or lost because of the online world.
Platforms like Facebook and TikTok face hefty fines if they don't comply. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.